You're listening to The Pipeline Show with Dean Millard and Guy Flaming on Edmonton Sports Leader, TSN 1260.
Welcome back to The Pipeline Show. Guy Flaming and Taylor Medic with you. We're going to head out east to Ontario. Ryan Yessi is one of the head guys at hockeyprospect.com. He's going to educate us, tell us about half a dozen players that are in the OHL this season that are draft eligible for the 2016 NHL draft. And one of them is a former exceptional player. Is he still exceptional? We'll ask. Well, this is Sean Day.
Now in the corner, back to the point, DiTomaso. DiTomaso over for Day. He fakes, he fires. Stott scores! Sean Day slips that shot through the pad. Looky here. Steel Hanks lead 2-1.
As we're joined now by Ryan Yessi from hockeyprospect.com. How are you this morning, Ryan?
I'm doing great. We've actually been driving up to Ottawa all morning. We were just listening to you guys on there.
Oh, well, we appreciate that. Thanks for tuning in to us. Let's start it off with Sean Day, and if this guy's got a nickname, it might be Gigantor, because, wow, closing in on 250 pounds, apparently, at the U18 camp. That sounds a little big to me. What's your impression of Sean Day?
Yeah, that's definitely one of his biggest red flags, is he came into that camp well overweight, where he needed to be. You look at a guy like that, and he's got so much natural ability. His skating, his shot, he flies up the ice for somebody his size. Even at his weight, he's still a strong skater, but it's just his conditioning. It's just one of the red flags that we've had over the time watching him. There's little things like not battling in the corners, not getting into proper positioning. He doesn't think the game at the level that we'd like to see a top prospect. So he's the kind of guy who has that upside where if it clicks with him, he's already got the natural ability. He's got to get work on the conditioning. So he's a guy that we were most questioned on when we dropped him in the rankings. And basically the reason is we think he's got a lot of natural abilities, but there's a lot of red flags in his game.
Ryan, I wonder, I think we've come to, whenever somebody is given exceptional player status, I mean, we all have it, we elevate his position in our minds. Maybe that's unfair to the player, or was it unfair to the player to give him exceptional status? I mean, he wasn't taken first overall in the OHL draft, and now there are people who are not sure he's going to be a first-round pick and didn't make that Ivan Hlinka team. Is there almost too much pressure on him to deliver?
I think that's a great comment on that. I remember going up to the OHL draft, and Sean Day got the exceptional status, and we were talking about it in our rankings, and we said, you know, we would have picked Chychrun ahead of Day, like, for exceptional status, but it is really unfair to the kid to have that amount of pressure and to kind of go a little lower in the draft. But at the same time, we would want somebody like that to try and prove to the opposition and prove to those that doubted him that, hey, I belong up here in this upper class. And as I said, the talent warrants him being in that upper group, but there's just too many concerns in his game at this point in time. And after spending 2 years in the league, that we have a lot of concerns about him in the big picture.
All right, fair enough. Let's continue on as we're speaking with Ryan Yessi from hockeyprospect.com. You mentioned Jacob Chychrun. Let's go there next. And by all accounts, the top defenseman available in the 2016 draft. And I haven't seen him play with my own eyes, so you'll have to tell me about him. But everything sounds like he's a pretty excellent prospect.
Yeah, I can't say enough good things about Jacob Chychrun. This kid is absolutely fantastic. I remember watching him in minor midget with the Toronto Junior Canadians and their short forwards. Mark told me himself, he goes, you know what, if this guy was just a forward, he never played defense, I'd still take him number one because he's just got so much natural ability. He's a big 6'2", 200-pound defenseman. He looks like a man amongst boys out there. He's a good skater, maybe not as high level as some of the other defenseman out there, but he's still a solid skater, especially for his size. He'll play physical. When Sarnia traded Anthony D'Angelo to the Sioux last year, there were concerns about their power play. He did an outstanding job picking up where he left off and running the power play in a little bit of a different way. He kind of involved everybody out there and used his high hockey intelligence to create a lot of offense for his team. He's the kind of guy that you can put in the game when you're up a goal, you're down a goal, and his leadership ability is something that you don't necessarily see on the ice all the time, but he's an incredible leader for somebody his age. He comes from a great family, and everybody I've ever talked to that I've talked about the Chychrun family just absolutely raves about how outstanding young man he is and his family.
Well, he's a 17-year-old prospect, so he can't be a finished player yet. What areas of his game do you think he still has to improve on?
I think our biggest concern for him would be his shoulder. I mean, it's something that he's faced a lot of issues with, and I think it's something where he's going to have to adjust his style of game to relieve some of the impact on his shoulder, because he's already faced multiple surgeries in that area, and I think it's the one thing that could really affect him long term. So for me, that's the biggest concern. I mean, for him, he's just going to continue to grow, continue to get stronger, and he's on an excellent developmental path outside the shoulder.
Well, that is a concern, though, for sure. Another defenseman eligible for the 2016 draft is we're joined by Ryan Yessi from HockeyProspect.com. We're going to be doing this all season long. A different scout from HockeyProspect.com will join us every week to bring us up to speed on some of the players eligible for the 2016 NHL draft. And next up, it's another defenseman, this one playing for the Guelph Storm, and his name's Noah Carroll. Had 16 points last year. Do we see him as an offensive guy, or should we look at him more as a guy on more stronger in his own end of the rink?
I think big picture, he's going to be looked at as more of a defensive first guy, but he's definitely a guy at the OHL level that's going to be a solid two-way player. I think his numbers will go up. He's a guy who played for the Elgin Middlesex Chiefs, and we were huge fans of him. He was a former teammate of Lawson Kraus and Travis Konecny, and those were the big guys on that team. And Noah Carroll was a guy that we really felt strongly that he was kind of getting the short end of the stick because he's playing with a lot of stars, and he has excellent upside. He's starting to show that last season with Guelph, and with a rebuilding Storm team, I think he's going to play a huge minutes on that team. He's going to play a big impact on that team. He's solid defensively. He's a solid one-on-one guy. He manages his own end well. He's not a flashy offensive guy, which is why I don't see him projecting to be an offensive guy at the next level.
Right.
But he's smart with a puck and completes plays very effectively.
He's not the biggest guy in the world. He's not undersized at 6'1", but he's only 170, 175 pounds. Is he a physical player, or is he more of a Nick Lidstrom, where he's I don't want to label a guy with that sort of a name, but in the same style of play where he's not necessarily a physical guy, uses his angles more to play defense?
Yeah, he's a guy that uses his stick more than he uses his body defensively.
Right.
He's not an overly physical guy. You're not gonna note him as a guy that's gonna land the big checks. He's not afraid to use his body, but it's just not something that he doesn't play a very physical style of game.
All right, thanks. You worded it better than I did. Let's go to Alex DeBrincat from the Erie Otters. Had a massive production season production wise, 104 points last year. Now, was he playing with Connor McDavid or with Dylan Strome last season?
DeBrincat played most of his time with McDavid.
All right, so now the question is going to be, can he do it without him? In your opinion, can he?
I think he's absolutely got the talent to put up the numbers. Maybe he might not be in the exact same range as where he was last year playing with a guy like that, but he's a very talented player. He's going to be one of the toughest guys to scout this year, because he's got a ton of talent. He's an excellent skater. He's very, very talented forward, but he's 5'6" right now is the most recent listing we have of him, which makes it a big concern. And he's that guy that's going to test the scouts, and I think he's going to be all over the place, and he's going to end up being one of those guys that either reaches his potential and becomes an excellent player, or is a guy who just can't overcome his size, because he's not one of those small guys that's afraid either, because he's got a little chippy edge to him. He loves agitating players. I think that's something that's really going to help him at somebody his size.
Had 73 penalty minutes last year, so he seems to be a feisty guy, at least on paper. I don't know if you would know the answer to this, but is he done growing? Is there still a growth spurt to come, or is he done?
Well, the late birthday kind of concerns us a little bit about that, but it's something where we're going to try and judge him based on what he's doing and where he's at, and kind of project him as a guy that may grow a little bit more.
Right.
But as the season goes on, I mean, if we get into March, April, and his official listing is still 5'6.5", 5'7", then obviously that's going to become a concern because of the late birthday.
Yeah, no question. All right, let's move on to Max Jones, and this is a high-profile player coming up from the U.S. National Development Team. Lands with the London Knights, and there's a lot of buzz about Max Jones.
Yeah, he started out even before the U.S. program playing on the Detroit Honeybaked under-18 team, which is a very good accomplishment for somebody his age. And he's been able to play his game all the way up. I've seen him do it at that level. I've seen him do it for the U.S. program. And I saw him last night do it for London, and he's able to play his game. He's a big power forward. He loves to use his size, but he's very smart and very quick-witted. For example, he scored an excellent goal last night. He was right in the traffic in the slot, and he timed it perfectly where he kind of pushed off the defenseman, opened himself up for the pass, and fired an absolute rocket top shelf for a goal. So, I mean, he showed a lot last night that he's going to be able to continue to play his style of game. He's going to be a power forward. We'd like to see the skating get a little bit better, but he's the kind of guy who knows how to use his size and has some very good offensive upside as well.
Well, that's Max Jones. He's listed on the OHL London Knights website, 6'3", 190 pounds. Matt Tkachuk is 6'1", 195. Are there more similarities or differences between those two players?
I think they're very different. I'm not on board with the 5'1 listing of Tkachuk. I think he's a little bit smaller than where that listing is.
Okay.
He showed a lot of intelligence, very quick-minded. I remember I was talking about this morning with Mark, is with a guy like Pavel Zacha last year, was a guy that we said, you know, he really processes the game quickly. He really reads his options and reacts quickly. And I think that's something that Tkachuk did very well last night. He saw his options and reacted. The two big concerns for me with him was he was getting banged around like he was in a pinball machine. He was getting bumped around by a lot of guys, so he's got to get stronger. He's also got to get stronger in his skates because his skating wasn't quite where we'd like it to be at this point.
Last guy on the list that we're going to chat about today is William Bitton, who plays for the used to be the Plymouth Whalers, now the Flint Firebirds. What can you tell us about him?
Yeah, Will Bitton going into the OHL draft was a Mark Edwards favorite with the Ottawa Junior 67s. That kid just has a motor that never quits. He's a pesky player, a very hard worker, great compete level, and he's got some offensive skill to go with it. So he's going to be a huge part of what Flint's trying to build up. I mean, they're one of the worst teams in the CHL last year in terms of the standings. So they're a team that's going to be young and building up, and Bitten's going to be a huge part about it. And he's got that excellent combination of skating, grittiness, and talent that we're really excited to see what he does this year.
Not the biggest guy in the world, but doesn't take a ton of penalties. Only had 31 last season, but a guy that isn't going to get pushed around too much?
No, I really didn't see him get pushed around too much, and he's not the kind of guy that'll get physical with other guys. He's just that pesky guy that never quits working and is going to win a battle just as one of those guys that wants the puck more than anybody else in the battle, and that's what we saw him do even as a 16-year-old against older players. So that's an element of his game that's only going to be emphasized as he gets older and gets stronger and more accustomed to the league.
Ryan, what's new at hockeyprospect.com?
We're just heading up to the CCHL showcase here this weekend, so we'll have some reviews from that. And then after that, we're gonna dive into our September rankings for the 2016 NHL draft, so you can find that in a couple weeks.
All right, perfect. Ryan, we appreciate your time today, and we look forward to doing it again soon.
Thanks for having me. I'm looking forward to it.
You bet. That was Ryan Yessi from HockeyProspect.com. Boy, they do a great job with all the stuff that they offer at their website. You can look back and just, it's new content almost, seems like almost every day. Scouting reports from individual games that they go to and stuff. There's lots. If you're a draft junkie, that's the place to start. HockeyProspect.com. We'll be doing that all season long with a different scout from HockeyProspect.com. We'll be joining us each week here on the Pipeline Show. All right, when we come back, we're going to continue on and with our WHL team previews. And first up today will be the Regina Pats. And, of course, Phil the Thrill Andrews will be our guide. That's next here on the Pipeline Show on TSN 1260.